Celeb Savant is a career retrospective type interview focusing on singers, actors, and industry experts. Join Barrett Edelstein now as he dives into the entertainment world.
Trezor is a multi-award-winning and platinum-selling breakout singer-songwriter and producer who is based in South Africa. He released his debut album, Seven, in 2015. The album featured collaborations with multi-award-winning artists such as AKA, Beatenberg, Kulichana, and The Soil. The Mount Everest Freddie Verano remix music video, a number one airplay hit in Italy, and a song that reached number one on the global Shazam trending list, quickly reached over a million views online after its release. Seven won Best Pop Album at the 2016 South African Music Awards and was also one of the most nominated albums. Trezor's second album, The Beautiful Madness, was released worldwide in 2017. His illustrious career has seen him dominate international charts, collaborate with global icons like Drake and Metallica, and earn critical acclaim for his genre-defining sound. As the founder of Jaquil Entertainment Group, Trezor has also cemented himself as a pioneering force in the business of music. With an extraordinary discography that includes critically acclaimed albums like Seven, The Beautiful Madness, and Nostalgia, Trezor has carved out a legacy as an African pop maverick and one of the continent's most celebrated musical exports. Up next on Celeb Savant, we've got Trezor.
Where in the world are you and how are you doing?
I'm good, brother. Thank you so much. It's great, really, really great to be here today. Today, I'm in Johannesburg.
At what age, whether as a child or teenager, did you feel cool? I want to be in this world, this creative world. And how did that journey progress?
I'll say for me, I was probably around 8 years old when, you know, coming from Congo, we would go to like the local churches and you'll see people singing in a choir, and I start playing a round of drums and guitars. And from there, just really my passion, it really gave me this spark, you know, of passion for the creative arts. And I start developing my love for drumming, playing guitar and singing. And from there, I start joining local bands, which gave me a lot of trouble throughout school, primary school and high school. And it's from joining local bands, I start doing my own music. And it's been really something I've done since I was about 8 years old.
So why did the joining the local bands at school cause trouble?
Because, you know, when you're young, you don't really know how to balance things. You know, you neglect, you know, your schoolwork and in favor of doing so much rehearsal for your guitar work and getting a lot of attention, you know, in your neighborhood or your school, you know, feeling cool as a kid, you know. And I don't think earlier on, my parents were not really chuffed with me, with, you know, putting a lot of time in music. So I got in a lot of trouble with my folks at home. But it's something that was really fun and really shaped pretty much my whole, childhood and teenage years.
And how did you convince your parents to allow you to continue on this path when it was causing so much challenges?
I think it's funny. I invited them to one of the concerts we did in our hometown. And I remember seeing my dad in the back just looking, staring at me, but moving his head calmly, you know, just staring, you know, fighting the vibe, fighting the mood, just staring at me. Later on, he's like, man, that was good, but you're dancing too much.
Understanding that this was a path in the bands, how did that next step of you becoming professional, what were those elements that allowed that to happen?
For me, it's been, it was just like a very long journey, man, of putting in work over the years. And I became professional only like when I was about 21. But it took many, many years for me to be able to get there. And it really has been a journey, been quite a long journey, which I'm really grateful for.
How did you keep yourself motivated during that journey to say, okay, I'm going to just keep going until I achieve this?
I think throughout my life, you know, I've always been a very relentless person. And, you know, from the time I was very young, I chose this path as like, this is what I want to do for a living. And I was very, very convinced this is the path I want to take. So for me, it's been a choice. I made a decision. I made that whether I succeeded it or not, whether I become successful or not, this is what really that will make me feel fulfilled in this life. And that's really what has kept me going. You know, even up until today, I mean, as an artist, I've been very fortunate and blessed. There's still challenges, but it's always a blessing, man. Really, to be honest, it's always a blessing to be able to be in a position, you know, to wake up every day and, you know, do music and create music for a living. It's really such a blessing, and I wouldn't change it for anything.
Your creative process in creating a song, how do you do that? Let's dive into your creative brain.
I'm a massively melodic. I'm very, very melodic, and melody inclined as a creative. I believe melody is a very spiritual and something of really another world. So a lot of my creativity starts when it comes to music, quite very melody based. Then I build everything around, you know. I think I've always wanted to find melodies that anyone from around the world could be able to sing or hum without even understanding what I'm singing about. You know, that really the basis. So for me, it's a universal language that I was trying to find through melodies. I'm also a very rhythmic person. You know, my first instrument has been a drum machine. So drums are very, very important as well as bass. So for me, once I get the melodies, it's always finding the rhythm around the song and then build all the other elements. Lyrics, you know, English being my seventh language. I write in French, in Swahili, I write in English. So I always find fun. Sometimes you find certain words of different languages just popping up because they really sound fitting or sound really cool in particular. But most of my creative process is very much melody-based because, man, melodies can just transport you to another realm, you know, which I think is something really phenomenal and really beautiful.
So when you're actually going in to create a song, do you actually know, okay, today it's going to be English, today it's going to be French, or Swahili, or does it just flow as the creative process is happening?
Often it's just flow, man. Like sometimes it's intentional, sometimes it just flows, only because I'll jump on the microphone and then the thing's just going to come out, you know, and I just let it flow, you know. And then I let the music guide me. Like a lot of the time, I just let the music guide me, you know, being spontaneous and letting everything just flow naturally.
Now, when you won the South African Music Award a few years back for Best Album, obviously you've been building the foundation blocks, the, you know, been working hard. How did that accolade make you feel at the time?
Man, you know, awards are such incredible things, but you know, they very gratifying, and it's a tangible, you know.
Yes.
As for hard work you put in,
yeah,
you know, it feels good. You know, I've been very fortunate. You know, I've had, but basically most of my album win awards for Best Pop Album of the Year back to back, and it's always a great feeling. I won't lie, it was a great feeling to just see the work that you put in being recognized, you know, amongst your peers, and it's always a really great feeling, you know, and very encouraging feeling.
I totally agree with you that with that, because often you're in your own space, you're in your own world, just creating. Obviously, you are getting the impact of the responses on social media, the streams and so forth, but you don't know how much of an impact it's having to get in the industry. So to get those accolades is fantastic. I understand that thought process. I know and understand that you've collaborated with a bunch of different artists. How do those collaborations come to be? And how do you choose who you want to collaborate with?
Often it's always an organic process. A lot of the artists I've collaborated with has been either I reached out or they reached out. And I'm always very intentional with collaboration. So sonically, they need to create something fresh, beautiful, and something new, you know, just to again, be able to push the envelope, you know, create some sort of, you know, exciting musical moment, which for me is very important. I don't do collaboration just for the sake of it. It's got to be something that I feel I'd be very proud of as an artist when it's out there in the world, something that will stand tall on something that will stand in the future, many years, that will still be as fresh and as a classic sonically in the future. So for me, collaborations are really when you get to bring the best both worlds together, but only the fitting parts, you know, the fitting artists, artists that are compatible, you know. And for me, I've been, of course, very fortunate collaborating with artists from different genre. And for me, again, I love to say I'm a genre bending artist. You know, I don't believe in the boxes, yep. Genre boxes, you know. Whatever artist I enjoy with, and I feel like would be perfect to collaborate with, well, often we will end up doing something really special.
You know, as you've said, you're genre bending, but how do you know that a specific artist will be, you know, you'll synergize and the melodies and everything will fit? Is it just a gut feeling to say, okay, I know person A is going to work and it just flows? Or has it ever been a situation where it's like you wanted to collaborate with someone, they've reached out and said yes, and then when you've got into the room, the synergy is not there?
Sometimes, of course, as a creative, you always find times where you'll go in studio and maybe, you know, the music is not really flowing naturally, you know. And I feel like for me, that's part of the process, a beautiful thing, because just because artists are meeting does not mean only music can come out of it. Sometimes it's inspiration, sometimes it's the change of direction, sometimes it's conversations that will spark future ideas, you know. There's been definitely sessions that have, to the eye of another person will be like, oh man, we didn't make a song. Does not mean it was unsuccessful, you know. So it just means there were different, you know, results out of, you know, that occasion, you know. But when you come to artists, man, creativity is such a beautiful, spontaneous, and also something, you know, unpredictable, you know. Like, yeah. You can never predict what will happen in a studio. You can never predict what will be the next biggest thing, or what will be the next biggest hit, or where will it come? You know, some often the song that you most overlook or neglect become the life-changing songs, you know. It's a funny thing. It really is a funny thing.
Yeah, that's
the beauty of music for me, is just like whatever is the potential big song, whatever is the potential album song, I always make sure we give it our very best before it goes out to the people.
What's coming up next over the next few months?
A lot of music, my friend.
Okay.
Much music for the people. You know, it's I've not dropped music in a while, and where I'm at right now is really focusing on dropping music, you know, and pushing music. That's really where I'm at right now, you know, dropping music and expanding the music around the world, and hopefully touring in Europe and the US. That's really where a lot of focus is at the moment.
And your latest release that's just released, tell us more about that.
Wale Wale is a new dance, exciting dance African song that is just a fusion of, you know, element from Kenya in language of Sophia Nzao and Congo of me and Swahili, and, you know, the genre is Afro House. It's very fresh. I'm really excited about it. It's been really building great momentum here in South Africa as well as in Europe. And it's one of many exciting dance songs that will drop this year. And I'm really excited about it, man.
I love this game. I know if I had to answer this question in 5 minutes, 5 hours, I know your answer will be different every time simply because there are millions of them. I'm not saying favorite. I'm saying top of mind. If you had to push play to five artists once we finish this conversation, and if you can think of specific songs, if you can't think of specific songs, just the five artists, who would those artists be? And if you can think of songs, what would the songs be?
Okay. Let me think very carefully, right? I listen to so much music, man.
Yeah.
Top of list. So Daft Punk, probably Harder, Faster, Stronger. Definitely Gotye, somebody that I used to know. Phil Collins, In the Air. Massive Congolese artist, my favorite of all time, Papa Wemba, Show Me the Way. And I'll go for Sade Sweet Istanbul.
What do you enjoy about performing live?
I think for me is the instant gratification, just watching the fans enjoying the music in real time. You know, just getting to exchange that energy with people, bringing smile on people's faces, making people body feel like they need to move. You know, that's a beautiful. Forget about the dancing. The fact that the music make people feel they need, they feel, and then they move after. They feeling prior dancing is really exciting, you know. So the excitement for me, just like the amount of joy and you know the music and the moment sparks in people really is exciting.
Like when your dad was watching you that time and he was trying not to sway his head, but his head was swaying.
Where he was forcing, you know, an African dad was like, be cool, you know.
So the podcast is listened to throughout the world. As a final message, what would you like to say?
No, thank you so much for having me. It's been such a great, great pleasure. And to anyone that support my music, thank you so much. And for those new listening to the music, please dive deep, enjoy the journey. And I hope we get to chat again soon.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Celeb Savant. Please follow Barrett on TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and Facebook at Celeb Savant. That's CelebSavant.